How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we are going to be talking about, football and politics. There's only, like, really three stories here to talk about, but they're kind of lengthy. With that, we'll just go ahead and get into it. There's still questions about whether Travis Kelce will retire or not. You know, apparently, according to Andy Reid, him and Travis have had talks, but I don't know. I guess he's not quite sure whether he's going to play next year or not. I don't know. I think I've said my piece on Travis Kelce. I think he should probably just retire and go do whatever he's doing with Taylor Swift. His numbers have gone down for the last 3 years. I don't think they're going to go back up. Stop while you're ahead, I guess. I mean, you know, and unless he's going to, like, sell his soul for one last year of football and actually do well. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers might sell his soul and just grind out 1 year of football with Mike McCarthy. But I guess that remains to be seen, so we shall see about that. This is just something I thought was interesting. The NFL games this year accounted for 92 of the top 100 most watched telecasts. So the NFL is doing pretty good, you know, out of the 100 most watched things this year, or I guess last year, 92 of them were NFL games. So, good on the NFL, I guess. I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but Teddy Bridgewater, a while back, he was coaching at Northwestern. He was the head coach. He came from Northwestern. But he was suspended from coaching in last year because he admitted to providing benefits for the players. But I don't know. I mean, the benefits for the players are things like covering food and transportation costs. So, I mean, it's unfortunate. But the Florida State Senate on Thursday unanimously passed the CSCSSB 178, also known as the Teddy Bridgewater Act, which authorizes K-12 coaches to use up to $15,000 in personal funds per year to support student-athlete welfare. So, I guess in response to Teddy Bridgewater being suspended, they thought that it didn't make a whole lot of sense for him to be suspended for probably, I guess, in their eyes, taking care of his players. I think that's probably good. I mean, you know. And I don't know what good it does for Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, Northwestern's a college, you know. I think. I mean, I know there is a Northwestern, but I'm pretty sure that's the Northwestern he was talking about, unless it is a high school. But nonetheless, he might be coaching high school now. Actually, I think he is coaching high school now, but I thought he was coaching college. That's the better way to put it. Either way, I think that's not a bad thing to do. I think that it's pretty good. But $15,000 in personal funds a year, that's a good chunk of change, I guess. I think the average, like, household income in the United States is like $42,000. Or not household, personal. $42,000, so that's like, you know, a third. Over a third. But, anyways, interesting nonetheless. Yeah. The Super Bowl this year had 125.6 million people watching on average, according to Nielsen, which is 2.1 million less than last year's Super Bowl. So last year's Super Bowl had 127.7 million people on average. So I don't know what happened there. I mean, I think people probably weren't excited to see the Patriots go back. I mean, there was also the controversy with the whole Bad Time Bunny, the Bad Bunny halftime show. So I guess it depends on, I don't know, whatever the reasonings are. But, so I keep getting messages here that have nothing to do with the show, and it just keeps drawing my attention away. But no, the Super Bowl had 125.6 million, which, I think made it the fourth most watched, football game, if I remember correctly. But no, so the Super Bowl this year was still pretty big, it just, was nowhere near as big as last year. Well, I guess not nowhere near as big, but 2.1 million people is a lot of people. Also, speaking of the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl, the Seahawks announced that they will be going on sale. They have officially, formally announced the team is up for sale. It's expected to set a new the sale price is expected to set a new record. The current record is $6.05 billion. So a lot of money, $6 billion. And that was for the Commanders in 2023. I do believe they paid 4-point-something billion for the Broncos. So yeah, the Commanders set a new record, but that was in 2023. And this year, you know, it's been 3 years. And in 2025, the Giants got valued because they sold a small piece of the organization. And they were valued at $10 billion. So if the Giants, who are struggling, are valued at $10 billion, it wouldn't surprise me if the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champs, would go for, you know, more than that. I mean, you're not buying a small portion, you're buying the entire thing. And not only are you buying the entire thing, they're the Super Bowl champs. So there's not a whole lot of rebuilding there that you have to do. You can just keep on keeping on. Which, funnily enough, is the offensive coordinator's new, the Seahawks offensive coordinator's new goal. He said that his goal as offensive coordinator was just to keep Clint Kubiak's offense, which was their former offensive coordinator, who is now the head coach at the Raiders. So even the offensive coordinator is just going to keep on keeping on, or at least try to. But yeah, with the Giants being valued at $10 billion when they got valued, or appraised, I guess, however you want to look at that. It would seem to me that, you know, the Seahawks are probably going to go for closer to, like, 13. Yeah. But that'd be good for the Seahawks, I suppose. Well, not good for the Seahawks. Also, the team is being sold because the estate of Paul G. Allen, who is, you know, formerly the owner of the Seahawks, and, interestingly enough, he's the co-founder of Microsoft as well. Him and Bill Gates were apparently good friends in college. But today it has been announced, like I said, that they are going up for sale. And, give me just a second, caller. Going up for sale, and that, yes, and it's consistent with Allen's directive to eventually sell his all of his sports holdings and direct all real estate proceeds to philanthropy. So all the proceeds that are made from selling the Seahawks are going to philanthropy. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Well, I guess not. If that was you, go ahead and call back in. Let's see if I can't pick up the phone this time. I thought I did, but apparently it did not happen. So, if that was you, feel free to call back in. 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. We will see if I can't pick up the phone this second time around. But yeah, no. So the estate of Paul G. Allen, apparently his final wish was to sell all of his sports holdings and real estate and donate it to the proceeds to philanthropy. So that's good on him. That's gonna be a lot of money donated to philanthropy. All the proceeds, it's gonna be like $13 billion. You can do a lot of good with $13 billion. And the last of the stories we have is that the Chicago Bears are looking to move to Wolf Lake Memorial Park in Hammond, Indiana. Which I'm kind of hyped about. I'm not a Bears fan, but if they move out of Chicago, they're closer. You know, Indiana's right across the way. So I can go to, hopefully, a Bears-Packers game at some point. That'd be nice. But, I mean, I think that's obviously good for Indiana. It's going to bring a lot of business. And apparently where they're going, there's not a lot of stuff. So there, it's going to be good, like, development. They're going to probably build houses and, you know, bars and casinos, hotels, clubs, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a good fundraiser for Indiana. But yeah, that is it as far as the football goes. Like I said, not a whole lot, but interesting enough. Like I said, if you were the one trying to call in earlier and I, for some reason, couldn't get the phone to pick up, feel free to try in again. 740-383-9944. But like I was talking about last week, there has been fallout from the Epstein list, or the Epstein files, whatever you want to call them, just not in the United States. As of recently, I think I don't remember the exact date, but sometime this week, Prince Andrew was arrested for misconduct while in office, and this apparently stemmed from the Epstein files, where he allegedly shared a confidential info with Jeffrey Epstein while serving as a trade envoy from the United Kingdom. So, you know, I don't know why the you know, people here in America can't seem to get behind the whole consequences for the Epstein list thing, but everywhere else has. Norway's had some people get in trouble. The UK's had some people get in trouble. A few people, I think, get in trouble. The Prime Minister, I'm pretty sure, got in trouble in the UK. So, there has been fallout, just not in the United States. So, hope remains for now. You know, we just gotta hope to see what happens when this is all said and done. But, if Prince Andrew can be arrested for misconduct involving Jeffrey Epstein, then so can, well, I don't know, everybody else. Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. Well, I don't know that they should be arrested, I guess it depends, but they, I don't know, that's, you should definitely look into that, you know. The Epstein list is a whole different kind of a thing, but, like I said, I don't know why we can't get behind consequences for it here, but, nothing's happened, nobody's done anything, it's just the strategy has been, like, deny, deflect, and then, yeah. Deny, deflect, blame. That's what we're going to call it. They're just denying that they had anything to do with it. They're deflecting the blame, and then they're blaming the person they deflected it back to. You know. That seems to be the going strategy here. But, you know. It is what it is, I suppose. Like Elon Musk, for example, said that he had nothing to do with Epstein and anything like that, but said that Donald Trump did, and, like, you know, it just kind of gets tossed around. Nobody had anything to do with it, but, you know, everybody did, apparently. So, I don't know. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, like I said. If they can do it in the UK, why can't we do it here? But we, I guess, just, we're just not smart enough to figure it out, I suppose. But, you know, like I said, hope remains. We have time, I guess. So, yes, Prince Andrew arrested for misconduct involving Jeffrey Epstein. Also, I do believe the federal authorities who opened the investigation into the two immigration officers who shot a man. A Venezuelan man last month. I think they shot him in the leg. I don't recall exactly where, but the ruling has come back and they were found innocent, I guess, or not guilty. However you want to say that, they were not at guilt, not at fault. You know, that kind of thing. So there's that. I mean, I don't know. I think that you should probably give these people a little better firearm training. You know. I'm not, you know, real huge on the police force per se. I mean, I understand the cops and all that kind of thing, But you know, they don't this doesn't happen with them, and they're deployed all the time. How come when ICE gets out and about, oh, look at that, there's, you know, it just seems that there's some problems, and they're not doing anything to get them figured out. But I don't know, they reshuffled, I guess, you know, they reshuffled the higher-ups in Minneapolis, who was there, you know, observing the whole thing. And, I don't know, they also took some people out, or ICE agents out of Minneapolis, which I suppose is good, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't seem like they quite got the firearm training as everybody else, as all the other law enforcement agencies tend to have. But, I mean, that's kind of what I expect. You know, the federal government was doing a probe into a shooting from ICE agent. I mean, did you expect them to find him? I have very little faith in the federal government at this point, besides the, well, I was going to say the Justice Department, but they're, you know, I don't know. The checks and balances kind of failed pretty easily, I guess, which is unfortunate. But, like I said, hope remains. I'm hoping that when the midterms come around, things change, and we get everything sorted all out. Things happen, you know, the Epstein list have consequences. Things like that. Trump has said that the best thing that could happen in Iran would be a regime change. I don't think that we should go promoting government collapses around the world. That's not great. I don't know that it looks good for the President of the United States to say that we support the overthrowing of a government. You know, doesn't look great. I bet that Iran is probably pretty shaky right now. You know, there's a whole lot of protests and you know, murders in the street, allegedly. I've never, you know, I haven't been there. So, should that be the case, I still don't think we should do anything about it. I mean, I think that, I don't know. It's a hard call. I don't think the military should get involved, but I understand the whole, murdering of the protesters is no good. But, you know, diplomacy is always the answer. As of recently, the Supreme Court ruled that, actually, I think it was today that the Supreme Court ruled. The Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump can't impose tariffs using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which is the, I guess, law that he was using to put tariffs in place previously. And then after that ruling, he turned around and just imposed a 10% tariff that goes into effect on Tuesday for 150 days on all countries, any imports coming into the United States. Oh, and that's under the using Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, which it gives the president power to. I would have to find the thing again, but basically, I mean, it pretty much says that it gives the president power to impose tariffs due to high, like, debt and repayment balance. It listed a couple things off there, but it did say that you can't do tariffs any higher than 15%, and it can't go on any longer than 150 days, which is why I assume he picked 150. I don't know. It's never been used before. There's also that. It's never been used, so the Supreme Court, should they want to do something about it, it's going to have to hear a whole trial. Because there's no, uh, precedent. That's the word I was looking for. There's no precedent, so they have to set precedent. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. Donald Trump was very upset that he could not use that to impose tariffs. So, you know. I don't know why the president's allowed to impose tariffs. The Congress is the power of the purse strings. Allegedly, Donald Trump did what he wanted to do, I guess, but supposed to be the power of the purse strings. But nobody's really done anything to stop anything he's wanted to do. There's also a guy who is Tennessee's representative from the 2nd District named Tim Burchett. Maybe it's Burchett, I don't know. But either way, he was asked about the Epstein files, and he said, quote, "I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. That's not over the top either. I'm over it." And also he was asked if he trusts the DOJ, what the DOJ was saying, and he said, "I don't know. No, I don't." Representative Burchett's here isn't very happy with the whole Epstein files being released and nothing being done about it. Seems that way. He's been around a lot recently. There's another bill he has. It's a bipartisan bill. I don't know who like sponsored it or anything like that, but he's a proponent of it, and it's I don't remember the name. It's called like Restoring Faith in Congress Act or something like that. And it basically just makes it illegal for Congress and the Senate to use I was going to call it insider trading. Just then they wouldn't be allowed to trade stocks or anything like that. But it wouldn't be just them. They wouldn't be allowed to. Their husbands wouldn't be allowed. Their husband wives or husbands or wives, I guess, wouldn't be allowed to. And their, I do believe, kids wouldn't, like any dependent children wouldn't be able. Wouldn't be allowed to. He did mention that everybody gets upset about Nancy Pelosi doing it, but he said that she's not even in the top 10. he's pretty upset, you know, I guess. But he seems to think it's not going to go anywhere, and he seems to think that if it does pass the House, it's going to get to the Senate, and then the Senate's going to shoot it down, and if they don't shoot it down because they don't want it, they're going to shoot it down. And he used the word, I don't know, he basically said just like, that fan on the computer just picked up. But no, he basically said that, trying to think of the word he used. I know he said that basically he thought it was a scam on the American taxpayers and that it needs to stop. But yeah, so he's upset. But he said that he thought that they were going to be all righteous or something. I don't remember exact. I know he used the word righteous, but I couldn't remember the exact phraseology. But they were going to be like all righteous and or self-righteous. I think he probably used the word self-righteous. They were going to be self-righteous and turn it down because it would be like, quote, not strong enough. It needs to be stronger. Yeah, so he was rather upset. I personally would be a big fan if this bill passed. I think that Congress shouldn't be allowed to use the things that they learn in the financial, you know, oversight committees and, you know, all the committees and whatnot to trade stock options. I think that's unfair. It's essentially insider trading, I would think. So, you know, there's that, I suppose. But, yeah. So, I don't know. It's an interesting time right now. There's a lot going on. The Seahawks are about to sell the team and donate all of the money to philanthropy, so, like, I don't know, charity, I guess. perhaps. I don't know exactly. They just say, you know, philanthropy. So I'm interested to see what happens with all of that, I guess, when that happens. And who's going to buy it? I'm interested to see that, how much it's going to be. I do think it's going to be a new record, like I said. I mean, if the Giants are valued at $10 billion, and there are the Jets, the Giants, the Bills. Yeah, I was thinking I forgot one, but no. Jets, Giants, Bills, all in New York, and Seattle's the only team in Seattle, and they're the Super Bowl champs. I just think it bodes well for you. So, I'm looking for closer to like $13 billion. They're going to be a new record, by far, I think, as far as selling the whole team. Teams don't get sold all that often, really. They usually get like handed down. But yeah. Also, the NFL teams make a lot of money. Now, I don't know how much per se, but I know that if you own an NFL team, there are 32 NFL teams. So you take the NFL teams. I don't know if the NFL. I'm sure the NFL takes its own cut. So it takes like 32 entities. You take the like ad revenue and the stream revenue and all that, and then you split it up amongst the teams, and that's not even including tickets, jersey sales, merchandise, concessions, you know, all that kinds of stuff. So if you own a football team, you are pretty good and well set forever. I mean, you're making a lot of money. It's like a collector's asset. They should do another NFL expansion. I don't know how they would do it, but I'm sure they can manage. I mean, you know, it's the NFL. I mean, they like games. The best way to have more games is to have more teams. I don't think expanding the season another game is what they should do. I mean, they're already looking at, right now it's a 18-week season. There's 17 games, so you can't go 50-50 anymore. You can't go 500. So you either had a winning season or a losing season. But now they're already trying to push it back to 18 games, 19 weeks. I think it'd be a mess, honestly. I mean, players get hurt a lot already. The more games you have, the more injuries there are going to be. I don't think it's worth it, honestly. I mean, I don't know. In comparison to all the other sports, there are a lot less football games played. There are, I think, like 82 basketball games. There's like over 100 baseball games. Hockey has an absurdly big season. Like, you know, football's at 18 weeks, 17 games, like I said. But, you know, I don't know, I guess hockey's like a full contact sport, but you're skating on ice, so I don't know that makes a difference, I guess. I mean, you know, people get their teeth knocked out and whatnot in hockey. But I don't know. I don't think that expanding the NFL needs to happen. I don't think that expanding the season needs to happen. If they want more games, I think they should just add more teams. Yeah. By the way, if you have anything to add, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you tried to call in earlier and I did not pick up the phone, that is, on me. I apparently did not push in the white button far enough. So, feel free to call back in, and I will, hopefully answer it this time. So, 740-383-9944. But yeah. I think an expansion league would be pretty cool. I think they should put a team in Canton again. I do believe there was a team in Canton. But, yeah, that's where the Hall of Fame is. It would just make sense. I think they should move the Browns to Canton. The Browns want to move their stadium. I don't know. But, nonetheless, NFL's doing great, like I said. There did go down as far as, you know, ratings, I suppose, but nah, not a whole lot. Still the fourth most watched Super Bowl in history, so you'll have that. Also, I mean, we haven't talked about it in a while, but, you know, the Savannah Guthrie thing. Well, I don't think it's actually Savannah Guthrie. I think it's Savannah Guthrie's mother. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens there. Nothing has quite happened yet. I mean, they had, I don't know. Apparently there was an update 17 hours ago, but I don't know exactly what that would be. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I'll have to... It says that she is supposed to... Savannah Guthrie might distance herself from the Today Show, for good. But, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know why kidnapping never made a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know how you make money kidnapping. It just seems like too much risk. First off, you gotta kidnap somebody. I mean, there's, you know, that's a risky endeavor. You could just, you know, you could be hurt. But, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you can't really get a ransom. I mean, you could, but, like, they're probably going to track the ransom. And anywhere, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know how you're supposed to claim the ransom. And if you do return the person doesn't know where you were. The person doesn't know who you are. Like, I don't know. There's just too many things that, that could happen. But, I don't know. I guess criminals don't really care. I don't know. Criminals, I'm sure they know what they're doing, I guess. I mean, they still haven't found her, unfortunately. I think that, you should probably work on that. I don't know what they have. I assume they've had something. They have to have some information that they aren't sharing with the public. You know, I would. I mean, if I were the cops, you don't share everything with the public, especially important things, because, you know, I don't know, like, if somebody had shoes, and there was, like, the only pair of shoes in all of existence, which is probably not likely, but say it happened, I mean, you told everybody that these were the pairs of shoes you were looking for, I would throw those shoes away, I wouldn't be having those shoes anymore. So, I don't know. But... the whole thing's interesting. There is a letter from the, a statement from Matt Bales. Let me see if I can't pull it up, here real fast. But no, the Sheriff's Department did make a, or at the very least, Sheriff Bales made a statement, about the, police officer that is accused of, raping somebody. Yes, I think I found it. Yes. Alright. I would like to address a few issues referenced, interesting. I would like to address a few issues referenced the Brendan Dameron case. His attorney, Joel Spitzer, sent me an email asking that we recuse our office from the case. We will not be doing that. This crime happened in Marion County, in our jurisdiction. The detectives working on the case have over 40 years' experience between them and have no ties to the Marion Police Department. I have the utmost trust in their abilities, and the investigation is well underway. Mr. Spitzer has already involved the media in this case by releasing a few... of the many text messages between the suspect and the victim, some of which are taken or can be taken out of context unless you know the rest of the messages and the reasons or information behind them. In my opinion, this is a clear attempt to victim blame and to pass the blame onto the victim in this case, which frankly disgusts me. No means no. I hear all the time that rape victims are afraid to come forward because they are afraid of something like this happening. I'm immensely proud of the victim in this case for coming forward, and the courage that she showed in doing so. Between this involvement, with the media and the fact that I have gotten request from Mr. Spitzer at approximately 9:30 at night, and by the time I woke up in the morning, it was already on social media. It is obvious to me that Mr. Spitzer is attempting to try this case in the press and social media. I ask him not to do that and allow 12 jury members in Marion, Ohio, to hear all the evidence on the case and decide based on that. Signed, Sheriff Matt Bales, Marion County Sheriff. All right, well, there's that. I don't think that... I don't know. I don't think that there should be so... I mean, I... as I say, I think. I don't think there should be so much opinion in that. I don't know. I think it's okay, I guess. It's fine itself, but I don't think that saying that he thought Spitzer's actions disgusted him and that it was victim-blaming was all that great. There is information that you could have given out about the case or something like that. You could have just said that maybe they could be taken out of context or something like that. But I don't know. It just doesn't quite seem... there's just a lot of opinion in that. So, I guess do with that what you will, I suppose. Yeah. If you have anything you'd like to add to this conversation, we only have 10 minutes left. Time has flown by here tonight. Feel free to call in, 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. We've talked about a lot here today. I mean, you know, the show runs all day. Everything we talked about, just about everything. But, yes. One second here. Apparently Spitzer has responded to Matt Bales. I don't know exactly where it was from, but, yeah. Interesting comments considering you and your backseat driver went to social media first with your with your pathetic news conference that amounted to a fifth grade teleprompter contest. Try the truth from now on. It's always best to land on that side of right. I have never attacked you personally. I never attacked you personally, like you have me in this poorly written letter. You know what they say: when you have the facts, argue the facts. When you don't, start name calling. My letter stuck to the issues and was not released to anyone other than people from. To anyone other than people from your office. Unlike you, 9:30 p.m. is an early night for an attorney who doesn't sleep when the sheriff makes a knee-jerk arrest and social media blitz about it, and then goes to bed without a thought for ethics or law. I knew the day you refused to investigate prosecutors and others misusing leads, you were not honest. This kid is innocent, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Have a great night, Matt. Well, that's from, I guess, Spitzer to Sheriff Bales. I'm not 100% sure where that came from, I guess. I mean, I got it from Crawford County, Marion County now. But I'm not sure where they got it. But, nonetheless, that's rough. You know... I don't quite understand the point, I guess. I don't know. I think you should either let it try out, or let it play out in court, or alternatively, just, you know, don't, I don't know. It just seems like they're personally attacking each other over like press releases. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but you know, I don't write press releases, so is what it is, I suppose. But no, I don't know that those are, you know, exactly great, but nonetheless. That's where we're at, I suppose. You know, it's an interesting time to be in Marion. We just had a former city councilman found not guilty on rape charges. We have now a Marion City police officer accused of rape, and I think kidnapping or something like that. We have both the city and the county being in dire straits financially. I still don't think we have any economic development. They got rid of CanDo. I don't think they filled the... I could be wrong, but I don't think they filled the... I don't know, development director, whatever they called that title. I don't know. Interesting time to be around right now. But, you know, like I've said now a couple of times... There's always hope. I do not live in the city, but I do live in the county, so I hope the county gets that figured out. You know, if the city does, good. If it doesn't, it's unfortunate, but I live in the county. I have a dog in that fight. I don't know. But, nonetheless, we are, we're about to be 55 minutes past the hour, so we have about 5 minutes left in this show. If you have anything you'd like to add, feel free, 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. We have about 4 minutes and 45 seconds. So, it's been a nice night, as far as that goes. I'm glad the weather has warmed up. It's getting cold again, though, which is unfortunate. It's supposed to snow, I think, next week, which we're hoping dodges us somehow. I hope I wake up tomorrow and it's just, like, 85 degrees and sunny and, you know, and I'm in Florida. I don't know. It'd be nice to just not be cold. I like the warm. But, I don't know. I like Ohio, I guess. It's all right here. Yeah. I don't know. We had conversations earlier with, we had interesting shows this morning, as a matter of fact. Now, I don't know how I didn't talk about that. Yes, we had interesting shows this morning. We had a bit of a knockout drag out there for a little bit. You know, Scott was filling in the gaps. I'd come in on occasion when we'd get a chance. But the phone lines were pretty hot. So, that was an interesting show. It dragged on a bit into this hour. Or not this hour, but this evening, I guess. The 8 o'clock hour. Well, I don't know. We also talked about, you know, whether or not you should compromise. Like, make compromises or allow conditions on interviews. I have to agree with Scott on this one. I mean, I don't see why... If there was somebody who I'm giving an interview for and they give conditions, odds are the conditions are going to be the reason that I want the interview to begin with. So if I can't talk about the thing that I wanted to talk about the most, I don't know why we're talking, honestly. I mean, I don't do a lot of interviews, I guess, but I mean, you know, I don't know... If there's things I want to ask and you don't want to answer, then... You know, can't have it both ways. But I don't know. I'm sure there's some exception you can make at some point. But they have to be few and far between. But I don't know. But we have about 2 minutes left in the show. Time moving right along, like I said. But I don't know. If I had to put money on it, I don't think Travis Kelce's going to retire. I think he's going to stay another year. Travis Kelce's going to be around. So there's that. But I'm interested to know why Paul G. Allen wanted the Seahawks sold for philanthropy after his passing. Now, it was a few years ago he passed. I do believe it's been 2 years. And I think... His sister? I don't know. It's either his daughter or his sister. There's a couple of people who are related to him who are in charge of his estate. But I think that the Seahawks are going to go for a lot of money. And I think the Bears, if they move to Indiana, I'm going to go watch them lose to the Packers. Again, well, I've never seen them lose to the Packers, but they've certainly lost to the Packers, believe me. Now, they beat us twice last year, but I blame Brandon McManus. I say we fire Brandon McManus, bring in a kicker who can actually kick the ball, and he's not like 85, and we'll be fine. You know, we lost by 4, we missed 7, so... You know, sometimes, it's just upsetting. Fun fact, though, the Packers are one of I think they're third or fourth most winning team in the last, since 2011, so 15 years. In the last 15 years, the Packers are, I think, the fourth most winningest team, and they have no Super Bowl appearances. Every other team in that has at least 2. So I would like to say that I am very upset with the Packers and that they need to get their crap figured out. But with that being said, we have about 7 seconds left, so I appreciate everybody for listening. Stay warm, stay safe, and goodbye.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jefferson.